You're listening to Qalam Institute's podcast. Visit us on the web at qalaminstitute.org and join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Qalam Institute.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmid din. Qala Allahu Azza wa Jalla fi kitabihi al-majid. Wa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. وإن خفتم شقاق بينهما فبعثوا حكما من أهله وحكما من أهلها إن يريدا إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما إن الله كان عليما خبيرا. Inshallah, I just wanted to talk about the ayah number 35 from Surah An-Nisa. And I wanted to talk about this ayah from a very specific perspective, basically what we've been doing every day, trying to extract a very specific lesson and look, take a very specific look at each and every single ayah that we discuss. Because this ayah does play a role in the greater context in which it is mentioned here in Surah An-Nisa, especially when you take into consideration the ayat that precede it. However, inshallah, I just wanted to talk about this ayah on its own and try to, inshallah, point out a few things in it. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here is this is basically the entire context, very briefly, is talking about when there is turmoil in a marriage. Whenever there is turmoil in a marriage and in a relationship, and the family unit is basically in jeopardy, then the different things that occur at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this ayah number 35, He says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. When you fear شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا, for a split to occur between the two of them. It's talking about the spouses, the husband and the wife. When you fear that a split will occur between the two of them, فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Then send somebody to arbitrate the matter, mediate the issue, one person from his family and a similar person, a mediator or an arbitrator from her family. إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. If they both intend to repair the situation, to fix the situation, يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a consensus between the two of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create some type of cohesion between the two of them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. And of course Allah is the all-knowing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely informed of everything. So this is the translation of the ayah. What this exactly refers to and how I wanted to address this was, this ayah basically lays out the structure and gives us the procedure by which families, the extended families and the families of the husband and the wife, how they are to be involved in the marriage of the husband and the wife, and the role that they should play in their marriage, and the impact and the influence that they should have on their marriage. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here very clearly that the families are to play a pivotal role, and the families are to get involved and basically intrude into the matter when there is some type of a dispute. When there is a very, very bad situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا. The word shiqaq itself in the Arabic language, it literally means for two things to be very distant, to put distance between two different things. And in the Arabic language, it's used to either when you take a piece of wood and you break it into two pieces, that's called shaqul ud, or it's also referred to as a corner. So it's basically giving some imagery when the husband and the wife have all basically receded back to their own individual corners and they have basically turned away from one another. They are becoming emotionally distant from one another. Then the family is supposed to intervene, and the family is meant to play a role at this time. And even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays out very clearly, how is the family meant to play a role? Allah says that one representative has to come from the male side, and one representative has to come from the woman side, the wife side. So once again, maintaining that balance. Like we see in a lot of cultures or a lot of communities, that the woman is basically overrun in this type of situations, that she gets depressed and tossed over to the side. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is maintaining this balance. She needs to have an equal, fair representative from her side of the family, and likewise the male, the husband needs to have one from his side. But Allah doesn't say that they need to just be individuals from the family. It doesn't mean that it needs to be the richest person in the family or the most influential person of the family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word hakam. Allah uses the word hakam. And the word hikmah comes from this. They need to be wise. They need to be knowledgeable. The word hukum also comes from this. Authority. They need to be authoritative. They need to be knowledgeable. They need to be wise. They need to be fair and balanced individuals. And they need to come into the situation and try to mediate the issue. So there's a lot of lessons here. The first thing is that marriage and the family should not be so easily abandoned. It should not be so easily abandoned. All efforts should be made in order to preserve the family unit. Because it's the key component of a society. It's the key component of any society, is the family unit. So marriage needs to be tried. All efforts need to be made in order to salvage a marriage and to try to make the situation work and show both parties the sensible route and show them maybe the errors of their own ways and how they can contribute to fixing the situation. That's the first thing. The second thing is that when families do get involved, they need to make sure that they play a very balanced, a very calm, respectable role in the mediation of the issue. Emotions should not start to flare. They should come in with their own emotions to basically confront and fight the other family. Because typically that's what happens a lot of times today. You know, and this brings about the whole issue of families being involved in marriages today. You know, as in the imam situation, when somebody serves as the imam of a community, you deal with a lot of these types of issues, marital problems, family issues, and people bring their issues. So someone was asking me, what's the situation, especially amongst younger people, younger couples, what's the situation of marriage? How are their marriages going? Are they making it work or not? Or is the institution of marriage starting to suffer even amongst the younger couples of the Muslim community? So my personal observation was that even amongst young people, like we know already there's more divorce and there's more problems now, but still, even amongst the younger people, when the families are not overly intrusive or are not playing a destructive role, those couples are doing just fine. Those couples are doing okay. They're able to work things out with one another. They're emotionally connected to one another. And they're able to be sympathetic and affectionate and caring and forgiving towards one another. But the couples and their marriages where the families are extremely intrusive and starting to play a very destructive role, those marriages are suffering. And those young people are going through a lot of difficult times. And so this is where we really need to reassess what's the role of family and marriages within our communities. Typically speaking, and I hate to generalize, but typically speaking, very intrusive, very demanding, not a great sense of boundaries and limitations, and not respecting the privacy and the boundaries of the couple. And even when they do get involved, they're constantly inciting them against one another. They're inciting them against the family of the spouse. So the boy's mother is constantly, every time she speaks to her son, she's talking, if not she's talking directly badly about his own wife. She's talking badly about the wife's family members. And similarly, when the wife goes home to her family, all they do is either talk bad about her own husband, or they're speaking ill of her husband's family members. So they're constantly inciting these two individuals against one another, creating a situation. Rather, families need to understand what's at stake here. They should be striving to make the marriage of their children successful, not destroy them, not watch them burn to the ground, but rather they should be emotionally and personally invested into making them successful, making them last, building strong marriages and strong foundations and strong families. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points to here, that the family should be invested into the survival of the marriage, not the destruction of the marriage. So even when these two individuals are fighting with one another without any incitement from the family, at that time the family needs to step in and make sure that they resolve the problem. They should be worried and concerned about resolving the issue, not escalating the matter. And they should be very balanced. How come? They should be balanced, knowledgeable, trustworthy, wise, and very calm and relaxed about the issue. And by using the word hakam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also showing that when these individuals come, the person who comes as an individual of the husband, the representative of the husband's family, and the representative from the wife's family, should not come in there basically thinking, I'm here to fight on behalf of my family member. They should be just. They should be extremely just. So if somebody steps in on behalf from the side of the family of the husband, if he finds the husband at fault, he should be trustworthy and honest and just enough to speak out against his own family member and say, no, here you are wrong. You are the one at fault. This is what the Quran is demanding from us. This is the Quranic guidance. This is the Quranic advice. And if we begin to implement this, we'll see the tide turn. We'll see that rather than marriages deteriorating within our communities, we'll see them becoming stronger. But only if we implement this guidance of the Quran. And Allah says, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا. Now there's two interpretations here. The Mufassireen, they mention what Allah could be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that either the husband or the wife, when both of them intend to fix the situation, يُوَفِقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah will create cohesion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the both of them come together. Or the Mufassireen say, these words are referring to the arbitrators. When both representatives come into the situation, not wanting to make my family look better than her family, but rather they come into the situation wanting to fix Islam. They want to fix it, they want to make things better. يُوَفِقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. Allah will make things better between this couple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fix things. And at the end Allah is of course saying, reminding us that at the end of the day, all affairs lie in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the only one that can create love and compassion and caring between the hearts of two individuals. In Allah kana aliman khabira. Allah is the all-knowing and Allah is completely aware. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice everything that we said and heard. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.